Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Oisín Coyne is here. Morning, Oisín.
Thanks, Gavin. Good morning. Well, it's been an amazing few weeks for Irish rowing. Yesterday, Galway's Siobhan McCrohan easily won her heat in the lightweight singles sculls at the World Rowing Championships in St. Catharines in Canada. She finished with the fastest time of the four heats, clocking in 8 minutes 23.03 seconds time as she crossed the line nearly 30 metres ahead of the Mexican Kenya Lechuga. The win books her place in Friday's semi-final, where she'll be hoping to add to the gold medal she won at the World Championships in Belgrade last year. Soccer and former Celtic manager Neil Lennon has left his position as manager of the Romanian side Rapid Bucharest after only 6 matches in charge. The 53-year-old departs, having drawn 5 and lost 1 in the new Liga 1 season, a return that leaves the three-time champions 12th in the 16-team table. And Phil Foden was named the English Professional Footballers Association Men's Player of the Year last night. The 24-year-old was instrumental in Manchester City claiming a 4th consecutive Premier League title, scoring 19 times and providing 8 assists. While City's Jamaican forward Khadija Shaw won the Women's Award after finishing top scorer in the Women's Super League with 21 goals as City were edged out for the title on goal difference by Chelsea. And speaking of Chelsea, their attacking midfielder Cole Palmer has been chosen as the PFA Young Player of the Year, with Manchester United midfielder Grace Clinton winning the Women's Prize after her performances on loan at Tottenham last season. Tonight, Swiss champions Young Boys and Turkish giants Galatasaray face each other in the first leg of their Champions League playoff. Having made the prestigious group stage in 2 of the past 3 seasons, Young Boys will need to improve on their recent form to stand a chance as they'll be searching for their first league win after 5 games under new boss Patrick Ramond. Galatasaray went out of the group stage of the Champions League last year in the same group as Bayern Munich and Manchester United, subsequently exiting in the Europa League last 32. And that match kicks off this evening in Switzerland at 8 p.m. Irish time. We'll have full coverage over on RT2 television and the RTE player. Now to cycling, and three-time champion Primoz Roglic won the first mountain stage of this year's Vuelta a España on a baking hot 170-kilometre fourth stage in which the peloton crossed from Portugal into Spain for the first time. The Slovenian burst past Lennart van Etveld to snatch the win and said afterwards he and his team couldn't have anticipated a result like this heading into stage 5.
It was not actually the main objective of today, but when you see the guys riding hard in this heat, happy to finish top.
You have had a lot of ups and downs at La Vuelta and in your career. How does it feel to be back a winner here?
I always say, you never know when is the last one, so I just enjoy it. It's life. It just doesn't go always just up. We have challenges, and I'm just really happy. Today, especially with how the whole team was working, and that I could finish it off at the end.
Primoz Roglic there speaking to La Vuelta. So following yesterday's mountainous climb, it's a day for the sprinters with a 177-kilometre stage culminating in Seville for stage 5. Eddie Dunbar begins the day just over 3 minutes back, having dropped to 38 on general classification, while Darren Rafferty endured a tough stage yesterday, falling to 108th on the GC. Now to racing, and just one meeting at home today in Sligo, the first of a 7-race card off there at 5:08. But all eyes will be on York this evening for the opening day of the Ebor Festival. The Group 1 Judmont International Stakes is the feature, with the big race off at 25-4, and the Edna O'Brien trained City of Troy is the favourite.